Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, July 31st, and Danny's going to remind me tomorrow's...
Rent due.
At least you keep track, you know? I try not to think about it.
Yeah, I know, right? Sucks.
So did things work out with the roommate and everything? The new roommate, the old one?
Yeah, I got the keys back yesterday.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And the new one is ready to move in?
Yeah. I mean, he's going away for 2 weeks.
Right.
But he's picking up the keys today.
Oh, okay, cool. And he paid?
He's dropping off the check.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So I mean, you're not getting the keys without the check, though.
Yeah. Well, it's a done deal, then.
Sorry to break it.
Good. You see, you managed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
In 4 or 5 days, you managed to do it.
Like, literally 4 days.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. Woo-woo.
You see, if you need some help, she's the girl to go to.
Mm-hmm. I get shit done. I figure it out.
Yeah. So today's actually not as hot, huh? I mean, I was sitting outside in the morning, cool breeze. I thought, wow, this is like Hawaii. But it might actually get hotter.
I think it's definitely going to get hotter.
Yeah. I'm just glad we're not getting any fires here. Did you hear about the fire?
Yeah.
They're saying it's the 7th most destructive fire in California history.
Yeah.
So, and it burned an area of 103,000 acres. Which is the size of Denver, they say.
That's wild.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, and there's like 6 people dead or something like that.
Right, yeah, 6 people dead. Over 1,100 structures were burned. Can you imagine being left without a home?
And that's 6 people. Can you imagine how many animals died in that?
Yeah.
Oh, awful.
I know.
It's going to be 90 degrees today, by the way.
It is?
Yeah, I just looked.
Okay, well, 90 is lower than 100.
Yeah, and it looks like 80s for the rest of the week. 80 to me is perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, 77, 78, that's
exactly.
ideal.
Exactly, that's the perfect.
Yeah, but I'll take 85 over 105.
Yeah. Yeah, so this fire is called Carr Fire, C-A-R-R, and it's in Northern California. And I guess it is fire season, you know, it's dry, it's hot. And, yeah, just imagine the work for the firefighters. I think they said they had 3,000 firefighters.
Yeah,
two of them
died.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Thus far, because I imagine they're not out yet.
Right.
Right.
But, yeah, I saw that, 3,000 firefighters. Can you imagine how much that is?
Mm-hmm.
How many that is?
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying the fire is not even 5% contained.
Yeah, I know. It's
so
wild.
So how many fucking people do you need? My God. And, I mean, the fire is so bad that it's creating its own weather system around there. You know? They don't know where the wind's going to go. They don't know what's going on. It's covering the sun.
That's probably one of the scariest things.
Yeah.
I think that and a tsunami are equally tied.
You see, that's the thing is I always... One time I read a book where terrorists set fire to California, to parts of California. And I thought, what a simple way to seed terror in a lot of people.
I mean, you probably shouldn't say that on the radio.
Why? You think
a potential terrorist could be
listening. Oh, you think terrorists haven't thought about it? All you have to do is light a fucking match and you do a lot of damage. And like I described last week, in Israel they're having that exact problem where Palestinians are flying kites with Molotov cocktails and fires and shit like that, burning like acres and acres of agriculture and
right.
shit like that, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, fire is, I guess, the thing to go to these days, right?
Yep.
You see, they finally figured it out, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Shit. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how's everything?
I can't believe tomorrow's the first. I actually just kind of blanked on that. I'm like, it's tomorrow. Today's my mom's birthday. Happy birthday to you, Mom.
Oh, happy birthday, Mom.
She's 61.
So that's July 31st.
Mm-hmm.
How old? 61?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And today would have been my dad's 34th wedding anniversary too.
Really? On the same day?
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
Huh? Well, I mean, it's cool if they were still married.
If they were still married, yeah. Now she has to think about the divorce every time.
Well, she's with her sister today, so that's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, so at least she's not by herself.
Yeah. 61 sounds old, huh?
No.
No?
Nope.
Sounds old to me, and I'm 2 years away from it.
No, I don't think 60s are old anymore. I think when you get to 70s, it's like, okay, you're getting up there. Can you imagine 70 years on planet Earth?
I know.
70 years worth of seeing shit.
I know.
Hearing news, watching news.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I'm close to 60 of having done the same thing. That's why sometimes it puzzles me when my son thinks he knows more than I do.
Right.
You know, and that's unfortunate, but maybe he'll learn one day. When you say, I know everything, I don't need to learn anymore, that's when you're going to, that's a mistake.
Right.
That's a big mistake.
Right.
You got to always be open to new things. I mean, look at me, you know, I'm like constantly learning new things just to stimulate my mind, to keep myself busy and doing new things. That's what I'm about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But some people just are closed-minded, and it's funny, they'll call you closed-minded, and yet they are.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But my son's doing better these days, taking his medication, so of course he's going to be a lot better. But when he stops it, I'm sure he's going to forget how much it helped him.
Yeah, probably.
You know?
That's usually what that's usually the case for most things, though.
Right.
Not just medication.
That's true, right? Mm-hmm. You miss it when you don't have it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Today is actually National Orgasm Day.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Who decided that?
I don't know. It's just all over the internet. I'm like, everybody and their stupid... It's just like the same people that make up National Dog Day or National Best Friend Day.
Right,
National
right.
Pizza Day.
Yeah, someone starts it and then it goes viral mm-hmm. or something. And then it starts.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. National Orgasm Day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people are going to have a field day with that one. You know?
Yep. Not me.
I wonder if they put that in the mainstream media. I haven't seen
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I saw it all over Twitter.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I saw it on Instagram. It's on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Of course it's on Snapchat. Snapchat was invented for these type of things.
I need to check it out, you know? I never even looked at it. I don't know what it looks like.
Snapchat?
Yeah, Snapchat.
They keep updating it so it gets more and more confusing. It's like... no.
Really?
Yeah. Let me see if I can find out.
Yeah, because they started as that one trick pony, right? Where they would, your videos would be destroyed after 30 seconds or something.
Yeah. Now it's like.
Now it's a lot of different things, right? They have like stories and shit like that.
Okay, let's see what this says.
Mm-hmm. National Orgasm Day, folks. We might as well make it International Orgasm Day. So everybody can celebrate.
I'm trying to find an article, but like people are tweeting about it. They're just like doing like memes and stuff.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. Why do you think nature made orgasm feel so good? I mean, is it really necessary for us to survive?
I don't know.
Well,
I've never really actually put that into a thought. Yeah.
Well, so let's analyze that for a second. Okay. I think it's because nature is pretty much looking for us to keep reproducing
mm-hmm.
and that definitely makes you want to reproduce when you have a sex drive and the promise of an orgasm.
I don't think an orgasm makes me want to have kids. Like I don't really think oh my god yeah I
no but makes you want to have sex though.
Yeah, but that's two completely different things.
No, it's not, because nature doesn't look at birth control and shit like that, you know. It just that it seems like in evolution, whatever we don't need disappears, like in order to survive. But that, I think, definitely is a need in order for us to continue reproducing. Because imagine if we didn't enjoy sex, you know?
Yeah.
It would be a lot less people in the world.
In this article, it says, studies found that women who have sex, they only orgasm 65% of the time.
Yeah, I believe that.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure not all men orgasm either, though.
What do you mean? Of course they do.
No,
don't you guys
don't.
Don't you guys only do that one time?
Yeah, but not necessarily. You're not necessarily able to do it. I can tell you that for me, it's hard when I take medication.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
I know. So can you imagine having intercourse and stuff and not coming? It's pretty sad, but what can you do, you know? It gets so hard to reach orgasm. With all these fucking antidepressants and
well,
shit.
I mean, like, when guys do cocaine, they can't usually.
Right. Well, they can't even get hard.
No, I've definitely... I don't know who said that, because both of my ex-boyfriends used to do coke, and they always used to. They just never would end. It would just, like, be going going. And I would have to be like, okay.
Yeah. You see, that's medication, because cocaine is also made of chemicals and shit like that, you know, compounds and all that, so... It has side effects as well. But no, I mean, I've experienced coke dick. Yeah, I have. But that's why I'm not crazy about it. But I remember when I used to do coke way back when I was in my 20s, I would always smoke a joint or two because it made me too strung out, you know.
What, the cocaine?
Yeah, because I'm hyper as it is, you know, so it just was making me crazy.
I just hate when I'm around people that do cocaine because it's so popular in Los Angeles, and they all think that they're like telling you like the world's most fascinating story. I'm like, can you please stop speaking?
Yeah, shut
please
up.
Please shut up. I've never been.
Yeah, it makes them feel smart.
Yeah,
huh?
But every single person, like I went to a house party on 4th of July and it was literally everyone was on cocaine except for me.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this is not a fun party. It's just not. And even, and then everyone's mouth is like doing the, you know, when people.
Grinding and shit.
Yeah, or they do the shit with their lips. What is that? Why does it make you do that?
What shit with their lips?
It's like every 2 seconds,
suck their
like
lips or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm like, this is insane.
And
you guys
seen
all
a lot
look
of
like
people
idiots.
Do that?
The whole party.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the whole party. I'm like, I don't know what type of coke you're doing.
Yeah.
But even my ex-boyfriend that was in Massachusetts, he would do that, and he would do the same thing with his mouth and his lips.
Wow.
And I'm like, what the hell?
Really?
Yeah, it's so embarrassing.
I noticed that. What the fucking, what the hell kind of coke are they doing?
I don't know. I've been hanging out with this girl and she's fun. Like, I love to party with her. She's definitely like a party friend, but she will do like 20 lines of coke in one night.
Yeah.
But I'm
some
like.
Some people have no problem with that, you know?
But then the next day, it's just like she's useless.
Yeah.
Like, she'll sleep till 8 p.m. I'm like, why?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally, 8 p.m.
Because it keeps you awake.
Yeah, and then you crash all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a meme on meme, whatever they're called.
I think
Instagram.
It's a meme. I really do. I never heard anybody say it, but
I always say meme.
Or I think a couple people I heard say memes as well.
All right, well, whatever.
There's
this
nothing
meme.
Meme about it. The way
it's
spelled.
It's spelled M E M E.
Right,
meme. I mean, whatever.
All right, let's find out. You know,
yeah.
I mean, once it's for all. Let me.
But while you figure it out, I was seeing a meme or meme on Instagram that says, "Can't stand going out with one of those friends that doesn't know when it's time to go home."
Yeah.
And they're like, "So where's the party at now? Where's the after party?" I'm like, "There is no after party. It's 5:30 in the morning,"
uh-huh.
And that's like everyone in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Like everyone just has to keep going because everyone is on drugs.
Yeah.
I just need to find a man who's just not in that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not in that scene.
So you got to look in different circles. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's what I see about a lot of people.
Like, I don't even want a husband that's like, I do cocaine from time to time. No, you do cocaine never.
Right, right, yeah.
Never. Now that I'm in your life, never. I'm totally down with him smoking weed.
Right.
Maybe an edible from here and there.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it with him.
Right.
I'll smoke a joint with him. I'm definitely not eating an edible with him. But I'm definitely never going to be cool with my man or my husband saying I'm going out with the boys. I might do a little coke. No, you're fucking not.
You're right. You're right. You don't want to deal with that shit. It's too hard, man.
And yeah. I just feel like some people are like, oh, I only do it from time to time. I'm like, it's impossible to only do coke from time to time. It's a very addicting drug.
Yeah.
Very addicting.
Yeah, it is. And it's destructive too, you know?
Like that's killing your brain.
Do you know that people get hole in their fucking septum in their nose when they do that?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Wow. And then when you get off of it, you get coke bloat, which means you get fat because you stop doing coke.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
Your nose is always fucking giving you problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's not worth it. By the way, I was right again. You see, when it comes to language, don't argue with me because I know what the fuck I'm talking about. It's pronounced meme, not may-may or meme.
It says that in a paragraph?
Yeah. That's exactly
all right,
what
folks.
It says.
I've been saying it wrong for years then.
Yeah. Here, I think this one is an audio. Let's see what that says.
Meme.
Mm.
Meme.
Okay, we get it, bud. You don't need to repeat it twice.
Okay, so between the PCs and the beep. But no, that's okay. I might as well correct you so you don't make the mistake with other people.
I mean, it's a pretty solid mistake. It's spelled M-E-M-E, which really should be pronounced Mimi.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it can be pronounced in a lot.
Because if it's meme, it should be M-E-A-M, meme.
No, or M-E-E-M.
Yeah, you but know? Not yeah. M-E-M-E.
But somebody wrote it like that.
Yeah, but it makes no sense to be pronounced like that.
I just closed the page, but it said who invented it, too. So, but never mind. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? I mean, they're going to get no credit anyway because everyone's doing it now.
Right. So, meme it is. Yeah. You see, you listen to the show. You learn a lot of new shit. You also learn to say it wrong.
Yep. It's so true.
Oh, wow.
So, I might hang out with that 18-year-old tonight since it's National Orgasm Day.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Wow. Are you looking for sex or what?
I don't know what I'm definitely looking to be in a relationship now. Like I know it now more than ever.
Yeah.
How badly I want to be in a relationship, but really? I also don't want to go into a relationship after not having sex for a while because I feel sometimes I confuse that with being in love.
Right, exactly. You get attached and shit.
So I'd rather have somebody that I'm hooking up with just for fun, and then when I meet the right person, I'll know for sure that he's the right person and it's not sex.
Right, so do it. You never know what it's like. You know, yeah. Maybe he's a mature 18-year-old.
No, I mean, he's not the one.
No.
He ain't it, no.
Okay, so you just want to hang out.
Yeah, I even called my dad and told him about it.
Yeah.
And he obviously shit on me, but he was like, whatever. As long as...
Yeah, who cares, man?
As long as you're having fun and being safe.
Yeah, who cares about the age, you know?
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter when you think about it. Well, at least when it comes to sex, I don't know about anything else.
Yeah, he's not... Like, an 18-year-old, that's like when you're supposed to be like going to senior prom, figuring out what college you're going to. Like, right. 18 is very young.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, when I was 18, I was very, very, very confused, lost,
exactly,
immature.
You know? So, what do you have to share with an 18-year-old as far as... intellectually conversation, maybe you can some things, but
no, I think a conversation will be fine. I don't think intellectual though, like we're not going to be sitting here talking about like the news,
right?
We'll be like laughing
or life experience,
yeah, anything. Like what the fuck are you going to tell me?
Yeah, all he's going to talk about is his parents and shit, because that's what's in their lives then, you know?
Right,
it's like they don't have enough history to tell you about that does not include being a kid in their parents' house.
Well, he's like a successful 18-year-old. Like, he has his own house. He doesn't live with his parents.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But, I mean, his parents are probably still the strongest influence.
Oh, yeah, 110%. You know? As I would hope.
And high school. You know, so that's what they talk about.
He never went to high school.
He never went to high school? Where the fuck did he go?
He dropped out. I don't even think he ever went.
Yeah, and he worked?
He's like one of those social media stars.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's just been doing like social media shit. That's how he has so much money. That's probably why he owns a house.
It's amazing to me how people just become celebrities out of nothing, man.
But it's like, if that happened to me, I wouldn't have gone to high school either.
Yeah.
If it happened that young for me.
No, I definitely
wouldn't have gone to college.
School is so important, man.
No, it's not. Socially. All you have to do is read a book.
No, socially for the most
socially,
part.
Yeah. Like to meet friends and stuff. But if you've had friends...
No, not to learn how to be with people in a society, you know?
Well, I mean, if
That's very important. Because, like, if you do homeschooling, you miss that whole part.
Yeah, I guess.
You know? But, no,
if I could go back and not go to college, I would have never gotten to college.
Really?
110%. It's, like, one of my biggest regrets that I have.
Wow.
Yeah. 110%. I tell Gabby. Gabby dropped out.
Did you not do well in college?
No, I've always been smart. I've always gotten good grades.
Right.
It has nothing to do with that. It's just I was not happy.
Right.
Like I wasn't like, oh my god, I can't wait to go to class.
Did you go like right after high school?
Right after high school.
You see, that's the mistake. Mm-hmm. I think kids should take at least a year or two.
No, because then your parents are pressuring you that you got to finish college.
Well, then the parents need to understand. Maybe you should go work first. Because
if you start working, you start making money, you're never going to go to college.
No, that's not true. Mm. Because I tell you what, you're not going to make that much money at 18. And what I'm saying is that, but if you take a year's break, because, I mean, after all, you just spent 12 years in school and you want a little break, you know, so who wants to go another 4 years? And just imagine you get out of high school and you figure...
And college is a whole other ball league.
Yeah. It's like, oh, fuck, man, I got 4 more years of school right now. You know, you gotta go to college because you want to, not because you have to.
Yeah, but they make it seem like you have to, and you really don't have to. Like a lot of the billionaires in this on this planet Earth,
right,
never went to college, and they're still successful and they're still smart. You can still figure out how to be a successful human being without getting a bachelor's degree.
Right. No, I mean, I know many people that did not go to college, and they're doing even better than I do.
Yeah,
right?
It's like, what the fuck? Yeah.
But
$50,000 in debt.
But let me tell you, usually it's people that know how to sell.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down
to. Or they're smart and they can come up with like algorithms and shit like Facebook.
Yeah, but those are very few and in between, you know?
Yep. But still, very few and in between that figured it out without going to college. Like none of those people went to college.
Right. But, you know, you don't want to take an example of a few people and project that on the rest of the, you know, because some people... some jobs do require the degree, you know?
Yeah. I mean, college, I will say I have like memories there and stuff. And it's like, okay, yeah, great. I have those memories. I'm not friends with anybody I met in college.
Didn't it help you become independent?
I've always been independent.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Me and Gabby are completely different in that sense. Like,
right.
I dropped out of college and moved across the country to San Jose to follow a guy.
Yeah.
And like literally figured it out on my own because I never wanted to call my parents and have them say, I told you so.
Yeah.
So like, I've always been kind of like, fuck it, I'm doing it. I'm doing it on my own.
Yeah.
Like even on this Bachelor, oops, I didn't want to say what show I tried out for, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
even on that interview,
you mean the Bachelor was on the show the other day.
Yeah,
the guy that's available. Okay.
Yeah. Nice try to cover up. But even so, fuck it. I tried out for that show. But before I went, I called everybody. Mm-hmm. Like I called Gabby. I called three of my girlfriends. I called my dad, and every single person said, "Don't try out."
Really?
And I was like, why? They're like, you're not the type of woman they're looking for.
Yeah.
Because they're looking for like, it's mostly white people that watch the show. It's like ABC, but I feel like it's time for them to get away from that. Like they've gotten in trouble before for it being racist. Cause like they'll have black people, but it's not like anyone in between. It's like the dark skinned black woman or the dark skinned black men. And they make it to like episode maybe 3 or 4, get no camera time. Right. And then they get sent home during a rose
ceremony. And it's like the token black person, like we'll put one or two in there.
Exactly. And like maybe a token Asian or a token Spanish person, but like nobody but white people make it to like top five. Nobody black except for one female has made it to, and she was the Bachelorette, but she wasn't like a black person like me. She was going to Harvard Law, was about to be a lawyer. Like it's just a very judgmental show. Like you can't find love unless you're this.
Yeah, but you don't know for sure it's because they were black. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you have...
Oh, I'm not saying it's because of that. I'm saying that's what people think.
What? That they didn't win because they're black?
Yes.
Oh. Well, that's the wrong thing.
So I tried, and everyone was like, no, don't do it. You're wasting your time.
Because your chances are one in what? How many? Ten contestants?
No, I think it's like 30 on the first night. But then like half of them
30?
Go home. It's 30 women. I think it's between 24 and 30 women on the first night, and only like 20 make it to the second night.
Okay, so it's still, your chances one in 20, you know. So, I mean, obviously a lot of the white women don't get selected either, you know.
Yeah.
So you never know. Maybe it's just because the percentage, the odds. But in general, I have to agree with you. I mean, if that's the evidence, there's only one or two, then... It's not cool, you know?
Yeah, so they're like, they're not the type of woman you're looking for. You've been on a show called Bad Girls Club. You're covered in tattoos. Yeah. You're not that conventional because, like, I'm not predictable.
Right.
I'm not, like, someone you can put on there and I'm going to be exactly what you expect of me to be.
I think they want proper kind of women in there, don't you think? They don't want bad girls there.
But I think it's time for a change. I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, but you're not the one that's producing the show.
Yeah, but producers are obviously making a mistake.
Well, you think so? No, they're making a lot of money off of that show.
Yeah, but everyone's complaining that it's the same. It's always a white bachelorette and a white bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get some other people in there. Mm. And who's to say a white man wouldn't fall in love with me?
No, it doesn't mean that way at all.
That's what
but
I'm
maybe
saying.
Maybe they're afraid it would create controversy if they do black
and white. Like the backlash. I was actually talking to Gabby about that today. I was like, if I ever get casted on that show, I can only imagine how awful social media would be.
Yeah.
Like how awful, how badly I would get ripped to shreds.
There's so many fucking haters, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So I told you how I was driving to the thing and I was about to turn around and I looked at my GPS, and it said arrival time 1:12 p.m. destination 1:12,
uh-huh.
1 hour 12 minutes. So I looked up angel numbers, and it was saying that you have to manifest your own dreams, and if you don't do something about it yourself, they're never going to come true. And I said, that's a sign for me to go. So I went.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So let's hope.
But listen, you're trying, you know, you're putting it out there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't, you know, these things don't come to you, man. You got to go and audition and look for these things.
I think I'm quite a catch.
You are, you know, but it, you have to find the right show. Look, it's just like any job.
Right.
And people have to understand this. When you don't get hired, it's not necessarily because they don't like you.
Right.
But it's because you don't fit what they had in mind.
Exactly.
You know, you're not appropriate for the part. Just like in movies and entertainment.
But I don't understand why.
People take, like, rejection personally.
Yeah, I hate it, rejection.
And the thing is that if that's not what they're looking for, then they're not going to take you. You know, you got to be like, let's say, for example, they look for a guy and they need a really muscular guy, right? For the role, because it calls for it.
Right.
And then you go in and you're not muscular. You're not going to get the job.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. So,
but why does it have to be a checklist?
Because it's a formula with which they make films and movies and shit.
And
the same with the job, you know. You might have in your mind somebody who's got a certain way about them, you know, look at more than just skills and look at personality, maybe. Are they reliable?
Right.
Are they prompt? Shit like that, you know. But I don't know, you know. I mean, I knew that when I was looking for a host here, a co-host, I knew what I was looking for, you know. I knew that she's got to be funny and open-spirited, and you know, so you get a lot of people applying, but most of them are not like that.
Right.
It's like, oh yeah, I've got a great personality. They come here and they're the most boring person. I'm like, why did you think you'd be good for this position?
Mm-hmm.
So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From the employer's side, it's nothing personal. It's not that they don't like you. It's not that you don't have enough talent. It's just that you don't fit exactly what they're looking for. And I think that's in dating too, you know, anything where you connect with people.
Right. And the only problem is, in this sense, is I think maybe everyone's right. Maybe I'm not what they're looking for that particular dating show, but that's the particular dating show I need to be on, because the one my personality would fit in would be like a joke of a dating show. And I actually like want to find a man.
Right.
Like, and I would actually be taking it seriously. But then my personality is on the side where we need to put her on this show because she's going to be the villain, or she's going to be the quote unquote bad girl, as opposed to me wanting to be on a show where I'm actually like, hey, I really want a shot at finding someone who's going to get down on one knee and say, hey, you want to marry me at the end of this?
Right. But you've developed yourself a certain personality in the industry of reality shows.
But why can't you why can't that change, is what I'm saying.
Well, you can, but you have to make you have to find somebody
willing to give you that shot
where you fit in the right place.
I know.
But because look, I mean, you're going in with a certain reputation, mm-hmm. and resume.
Right.
You know, it's just like, there's a big difference between this and being a porn star. But porn stars also, later on in life, they're like, why do I have this stigma and everything? Well, you chose to be a porn star, you know?
Right.
So you deal with the consequences. People are judgmental.
Right.
You know?
And it's so difficult because I feel like in certain ways I will always be a bad girl. I will always say what I want to say. No one's ever going to stop me from saying what I want to say. I'll always do what I want to do, but I don't necessarily want to be... I don't want to be classified as this chick that went on a show once and got her ass beat. Like, that's not all that I am. And and it's like kind of annoying when you try out for shows like this and everyone is telling you're wasting your time.
Right.
I'm like, so you guys don't even believe in it.
Right.
So it's like frustrating. So I just said, fuck everybody. I'm going to go.
Well, do your own thing. That's what a lot of people are doing now.
I mean, I killed it.
Start with YouTube. Do something.
I know, but I don't have the proper lighting and I can't afford it. But one day I will.
Proper lighting?
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh, come on. What the
fuck? It's a real thing. It's a real thing.
Okay, but you don't need like a fill light and a key light.
Just a ring light.
And
it's like $300.
Oh.
It comes with a stand. Like, you put your camera
maybe
on
you
it.
You can rent one.
No.
What? How much would it cost?
It would cost more to rent.
Nah.
Yeah, it would. It would make no sense to rent
once a week or something. You know, you don't have to do that.
Yeah. So that's a. That's why I haven't. But yeah, everyone always DMs me. When are you posting another YouTube video?
Yeah, but focus on something where you're good at, you know?
Yeah.
Because if people are to discover you, that's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
They're going to go, oh, this chick can do something nobody else can do.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you look for.
Well,
you
I noticed.
To be unique.
Yeah, I noticed at the audition on Saturday, because we like were sitting around tables right. and like waiting to go basically do our on-camera interview. And I have the ability to make awkward situations not so awkward. Like, no one was popping jokes. No one was, like, being friendly. No one was having a good time. And I was like, I'm not about to do this for 3 hours.
Yeah.
So I know I can work a room.
Right.
I can, like, ask anybody any question. Like, I'm really good at breaking the ice.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how do you portray that in a YouTube video?
Yeah.
That's you know what true. I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, get creative. That's yeah. all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not if there's a formula, you wouldn't be unique anymore.
Yeah, you know, because everyone would be doing the same exact thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what I recommend for you, I saw this show is back called The Love Connection. Have you ever heard of it?
I'm not interested.
Why?
I don't know. I don't.
They fix you up with somebody.
Yeah, I don't like that. No. I want to know what I'm getting into. I don't want the blind date.
Actually, no. They. I think you get to choose from three guys. Yeah, you get to choose. I mean, I didn't watch the new show, but the old one, they would interview you, and then you'd see videos of three guys talking about themselves, and then you choose which one you want, and you'd go on a date, and they would pay for the date, but it's just
is it a single?
The camera follows you.
Is it a single episode per Love Connection? Like
no,
so
there are two. Two stories per 30.
I would never do a show like that.
Why?
I need to do, if I'm literally...
I mean, you'd be on it only once, obviously.
No, and that's not enough time to know that that's someone you're going to have a connection with.
Right.
Like, I need a show where you're actually filming for like a month straight, living with this person, going out with this person. That's how you actually fall in love. Like, I've done right. one dating show prior, years ago, when I was 24, 23.
Right.
And we lived in a house, and it was like Love Games, Bad Girls Need Love Too.
Uh-huh.
So there's three of us. One girl was getting sent home, and then it would come down to two bad girls, and then there would be like two guys left, and the guys would pick which one they want, and then she'd pick the final winner.
Right.
I literally thought I was in love and fell in love with this guy, Shane, on the show,
really?
Who ended up sending me home first. And I was like devastated. I thought my world came to an end. But we were living together under the same roof for a month straight. We had no phones, no email, no nothing. You start to really develop strong feelings. That's never going to happen for me going on one date.
Right. But you don't have to. This is the point is maybe first impressions, you know, like let's see what the date's going to be like. But yeah, I mean, you only get featured about how you go on a date. You don't really know the people.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to, like, if I'm going to do a dating show, like, I'm trying to, like, be in love. I'm trying to fall in love. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I'm old now, Sam. Like, I'm 30.
But you got to look at yourself as the performer, you know?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, like, you don't fall in love on the show. You just, if you're a performer, you go there to play the part.
No, I disagree with you.
Why?
I disagree. That's definitely 110% not
Who
true.
Who wants to fall in love like in front of the rest of the world? I don't know.
It just happens. So when you're filming a show and there's cameras around, it's after like 20 minutes, you forget that those cameras are around.
Yeah.
In the morning when you wake up, you're putting on your makeup, you're showering, you're eating breakfast. You don't even notice them.
Yeah.
So like when you're falling in love, it's like, yeah, it's getting documented for the whole world to see, but it's actually real. I mean, for some people.
No, I know. But, you know, once you get the feedback and everything, you're going to like want to commit suicide with all the fucking probably hating and negative.
But who cares?
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I think falling in love should be a more personal thing.
No, I would love to fall in love and have my story documented and show my kids how I met their dad.
Oh my god,
I'm serious.
You
guys want to see
belong in the public eye. That's where you belong, you know. You're an open book.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to go there and like play a part. Like you're never there. You get no satisfaction after that. You get no happiness. Like you need to really go there and actually be like, all right, I'm gonna give this a shot. I'm gonna give this all I got. My biggest fear is I would go on a dating show, make it far, actually feel like I fell in love, and then get my heart broken.
Yeah.
That's the only thing where I'm like, oh.
Yeah, so stop playing games with your heart. I mean, what the hell, you know?
I mean, nothing's going on with my heart right now, so it's either play games or stay single.
Not necessarily. You don't know where it's going to come from, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. But, I mean, do you ever hang out anywhere where it's not a club or a restaurant? or a bar.
I don't really go out much. I mean,
like, do you go like places like Santa Monica, where people walk, or City Walk, or Hollywood?
Yeah, no, not Hollywood. Santa Monica. You won't catch me in Hollywood. It's so dirty out there. Like, I'm
Venice.
I mean, I just went to Venice for the first time.
Right.
Liked it.
Right.
But
the thing is there, if you go there looking sexy, you're going to pick up so many guys that somebody is going to probably...
But the thing is with me is men stare and they never say anything.
Well, maybe they will. Well, you know, when you made up and the looks you have on your face, you're not smiling... I smile in
person. I just don't smile in pictures.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always smiling in person. Yeah, and still, they will not approach me. Yeah, I'm like, okay, you've been staring at me for 45 minutes. You're not going to say a word?
Yeah.
It's so weird. Mm. So, yeah, I could go to Santa Monica for the day. I could walk around the boardwalk. I can go into the stores. I can hit the beach.
Third Street Promenade, you know, shit like that. You can go to the Grove. You know, where there's a lot of people, you know?
Exactly.
And there's no way nobody's going to pick you up. I mean, come on, you know? Mm. You're an attractive woman, you know, you're striking when you put your makeup on and your hair and all that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, why not, you know? So that's what I'm saying. But you got to be in places that are better.
I mean, I know my husband's not in the club.
Right.
When I go to the club, I'm not going there to meet a guy.
Exactly.
I'm going to dance with my friends or have a good night. But my dude is not sitting in some VIP section buying 50 bottles for whatever random chicks will come to his table. Yeah. That's not the type of man I'm trying to marry.
Right.
Those are the dudes I've dated previously. None of them have worked out. I'm literally looking for a husband. Like, the next guy I'm going to be with, we're getting married.
Right. Well, maybe that's what scares them, you know?
Yeah, probably.
Scares them away. They see that look in your eyes.
Yeah.
And they go, fuck this, man. I don't want to commit so early.
I went to a party like a week ago. It was like a house party and some guy was like, yo, you're batshit crazy. And I was like, I don't even know you.
Yeah,
like, I literally looked at him and I go, I don't know you. Yeah. He goes, you can just see it in your eyes.
Really?
I'm like, what the hell?
So but maybe it was a pickup line, no?
No, it was not a pickup line. But he's not the first person to say that to me.
Yeah.
Like, there's been other guys that, like, I can see the crazy in your eyes. I'm like, I'm only crazy about dudes that I'm in love with.
Yeah.
Or I'm, like, trying very hard to be with. I'm not, like, crazy about dudes where I'm just like, yeah, call me next time you want to, like, knock boots.
Yeah. I don't know. People play games, you know. I don't know what's going on. My son was irritated last night. He made, he was going to meet this chick for the first time. She never showed up. So,
like, he went out or she was going to come to the crib?
No. They were meeting somewhere, maybe at a restaurant.
So he went there and she never came.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Isn't that, like, fucking crushing? I mean,
that's
what the fuck?
That's so mean.
So it just makes him more. And he says, this morning he says she hasn't even texted me. You know, so. And then I wonder why he's bitter about women, but that's what he experiences all the time.
Right.
How can he possibly have any positive opinion towards women? So he's got to stop this fucking, like, trying to fuck a different chick every night.
Yeah, I know. That's not going to bring him any happiness or satisfaction. Right. And eventually all vaginas are going to start feeling the same to him.
And you know, but it becomes just a game of conquest, I think, you know, for these guys.
Yeah, that's why I like, literally don't trust anybody. Because everybody's on Tinder or Bumble.
Yeah.
Like,
it's true.
Everybody's on Tinder
and everybody says that they don't want to hook up. And like I said before, my son found out that each one of them
wants to hook up. If any chick is on Tinder, they're looking to smash.
Yeah.
110%. 110%.
Yeah. But like I said, at your age, but not in my age group.
So crazy.
I know. But women look for long-term relationships, you know. I mean, I don't blame them. Look, at this point in your life, you don't want to fucking play around anymore.
No, like, I'm over it.
Yeah,
I'm over
like
it. I, like,
20s,
want somebody
30s.
I can go to sleep with and wake up with in the morning. I don't want to have somebody who's going to be, like, coming over, having sex with me, and then being like, all right, I'll see you.
Right.
Like, no, you're not fucking leaving.
Right,
you're
right.
Staying. We're having breakfast in the morning. Sit your ass back in this bed. Pick a movie on Netflix.
Yeah, where the fuck are you going?
Yeah, like, it's just, and people are okay with that because everyone's making it okay.
Yeah.
Everyone is like, okay, whatever, I hooked up with this guy, like, I like him, but I don't want to tell him I like him, because if I tell him I like him, then he's not going to come over when I want to have sex with him, but when I have sex with him, he leaves right after.
Right.
I'm like, that's not happiness. You're going to get nothing out of that.
Right. Well, maybe that's all they look for at that point in their lives.
I want to hold hands with someone going into the grocery store. I want to go to the grocery store on Saturday morning and get groceries for the week. I want to go on vacation.
These are women dreams. Guy dreams, at least early on in your life, is fucking as many women as possible.
Yeah,
that's
but I think
all they
that's
want.
Why I need an older man, for
that's
sure.
That's all they want.
I need someone who's ready to settle down.
Yeah, but not too old, you know? I mean, you can't have... What's an older man for you? Like 40s?
I'd be happy with someone like 30, between 30, 35.
So that's not an older man. I mean, that's what's 35 to 30? It's nothing. I thought you meant like someone in the 40s.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-mm. So... Yeah, well, you definitely don't want the 18-year-old.
No. He would strictly be for fun.
But 35 would be perfect, I think.
And the only reason I'm even debating the 18-year-old is that I'm so desperately trying to be in a relationship that I don't want to... Like, I haven't had sex now in 4 months.
Right.
So I feel like if I do meet somebody that I'm like, oh, my, I really like him, and I start having sex with him, I'm going to confuse my lust for him for actually loving him, and I don't want that.
Right. And that's what I think is going to happen to you. You're going to get attached to this guy.
The 18-year-old?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
And then
no,
you'll end
not.
Up... You'll see. How do you know?
No.
You just said that you get attached.
Yeah, but not to an 18-year-old.
You don't know that.
But I'm realistic.
What if he really satisfies you?
Oh, but thank you.
Yeah.
You know, thank you. But no, I can't even text him on a Friday night and say, let's go grab drinks at a bar. I can't do that with him. And it always have to be like me grabbing liquor at the liquor store and coming to your house. Like, that's not, there's no possible way I could ever catch feelings for that. Right. That's why for me, I'm like, maybe this will be my one chance where I can just be sleeping with someone.
Right.
And that way when I meet someone while he's still in my life, I'll be able to tell, okay, yeah, it's not sex this time around. I'm actually like in love with this guy. Not the 18-year-old. I mean, someone I actually meet who's of age.
Yeah.
Not that an 18-year-old is not of age, but of age for my dating potential.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. Well, be careful because you just talked about all the diseases.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I never have sex with no, like, I don't go raw diggity like most of the girls. And I don't, I won't put a wiener in my mouth if you're not my man. And even at that, I'm scared to do that because even if he's my man, like, he could potentially be cheating. So
yeah.
There's like no winning.
Disgusting, right?
Yeah, there's no winning.
I know.
I just don't care. I would rather have sex with a condom on than ever put a penis in my mouth.
Yeah.
At this day and age.
The condom is not that terrible, you know? I mean, to put a penis in your mouth that you don't like... That would be the worst thing.
Worst thing.
Yeah.
The worst. And
but
it's,
some
and
women
it's,
love to give blowjobs.
Yeah.
So they'll 110%. Give it to anybody, you know?
110%. 110%. I have literally met women that are like, I can't wait to suck his dick.
Really?
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, and I get it. Okay. Yeah. If you're like in love, yeah, you'd like to like obviously see your man have a good time. But how do you say that about someone that like you met on Tinder?
Yeah.
That is just mind blowing to me.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder like what type of environment you grew up in.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah, my family never really talked about sex.
Most families don't.
Yeah, like I've never been, like my dad never sat down and had like the bees and the birds and the bees conversation. My mom.
You learn it from your friends in the streets and books,
yeah.
You know.
But for some reason, me and my sister have always been okay with not having it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of women that are not okay with having it.
Know,
like I met someone the other day, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going on 4 months.
Yeah.
And she was like, excuse me, I can barely go 4 days.
Yeah.
I'm like, how could you barely go 4 days when you like, don't know who you're like it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah,
like, and do girls are okay with like hooking? Okay, so for instance, one of my friends hooks up with this rapper who's very famous. I'm not gonna name drop, obviously. If I did, everyone would know who I was talking about.
Right.
And he's a whore.
Yeah,
like the definition of he sleeps with everybody.
Yeah, well, that's what the guys fantasize about, at least at a certain point in their life.
But for her, she picks up the phone every time he calls. She goes running over there. She'll sleep with him unprotected.
Right.
Put his wiener in her.
And she doesn't think that he's doing that with 100
women. No, she knows.
Women.
She knows.
But she doesn't care.
She doesn't care because she thinks in her mind that like she's wifey
that
material.
She's
and
the
event.
Wife.
Yeah.
The one.
But I'm like, you're not though. And this is the thing that people get so confused about. I'm like, if you want to have fun with him, by all means. If you want to wait around for him, by all means. But protect yourself while you're doing it. Because nothing's going to be worse.
Right.
then when you go to the OBGYN for your yearly checkup, and he gave you something from one of the girls he was sleeping with while he was sleeping with you.
Yeah, that's terrible, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it, so you think 4 months is a long time to go without?
No. Oh, my God, no.
If I tell you how long I haven't had sex, it's pretty pathetic.
Yeah, I mean, you know? I've gone 2 years before.
But I can go without.
Yeah, who cares?
Know? Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, I wasn't always like that, though. But, I mean, I'm still, like, very sexed up and stuff, but it just, like... I don't know if it's worth the complication of going with someone just to go to bed with her, you know?
Yeah.
It's too much, like, I don't know, there's too much baggage going on there and shit where, yeah, at this point, you don't want to just fucking go and fuck anybody. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
Right.
Some guys are different, you know? But
the thing is there's women out here that'll say, I can have sex with them and not have feelings.
Right.
Which is possible. Right. I've had sex with maybe two people where I had absolutely no feelings after. It was just merely a hookup, and anytime I saw him, we'd hook up and I'd say, see ya.
Yeah.
Wouldn't care if he called me, text me, nothing. But 90% of the time, the more you hang out with someone and the more you sleep with them, I find it impossible not to have feelings.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true, even if you didn't plan on it.
Yeah, exactly. And even if it's not like you being in love, you're still going to care about them to an extent.
That's what I'm saying about the 18-year-old. So really think about it. Mm. If you're going to do a one-time thing, that's fine. But if you start doing it, then...
I don't sleep with people for a one-time thing. That's not my thing.
Okay, so what you're saying is you'll probably fall for him.
No, I'm not saying
that. Okay.
He'll probably be like that other guy that I hooked up with. Like, I went into that knowing this is just a hookup. Okay. It's the ones where we don't know what it is yet, and we start hooking up, and then we don't know if we want to be dating or not dating, and then I get confused, and then I'm like, oh my God, I haven't had sex with 6 years. I just want to keep having sex with them all the time. Yeah. And then I think I'm in love with them. But when I go into a situation where I'm like, this is what it is, there's no coming back from me changing my mind about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's no way in hell I'm having feelings for an 18-year-old. Yeah. This is not happening.
Hmm. Okay, well, I'm glad. Because I think it'd be complicated.
Yeah, 110%.
You know, you have to explain to everybody and all that. And besides...
I would never even be seen in public with him.
Yeah, and you probably won't find anything in common. You know what I'm saying?
Except for the fact that we both... you know, kind of have a following. His is way bigger than mine.
Yeah, but who cares?
And we kind of are interested in doing the same type of entertainment business. But other than that, there's nothing more we could talk about.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, to end the show, this did you hear about this missing University of Iowa student? She's 20 years old.
The one in Israel who drowned?
No. Here. Oh. She disappeared nearly 2 weeks ago in near Des Moines, and they don't know where the fuck she is, man. And so they've been interviewing people and all that stuff, but let's just, the last time she was seen was jogging, and but they're saying, you know, today in the digital world, they can look through social media and stuff like that and really focus in on what's going on.
Well, she what can, went on in her if life. She had her phone on her too, can't they track her phone?
Well, yeah, they're saying her Fitbit. She had a Fitbit, which is those watches that that measure your fitness, you know. So her name is Tibbetts. That's her last name. Let's see. Molly Tibbetts. And I feel so bad, but you know that after 2 weeks, he's probably dead, man. You know?
That's horrible. But you know what? It's funny to me that there was like maybe 2 years ago, there was a story of a woman that went missing in, I think, New York or maybe Massachusetts. She was jogging and they still haven't found her killer.
Really?
But to me, I'm like, as a woman, go jogging at the gym.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are you jogging on the street?
Right, and at night.
At night.
Right.
In the woods, especially if you live in an area where you don't really get service. No, it's not that serious. I get it. Go to the beach. Go to the boardwalk. So there's tons of witnesses.
But yeah, but when they live in those small towns out in the boonies or something, then they're not afraid of things, you know, because they're used to not being in the big city. They probably leave their doors open and all that stuff,
right?
Who knows, you know, I mean, but it sounded like she was still a college student, So who knows? Maybe she was near the
university. Well, 20, she's definitely still in college. Yeah. She's just about to graduate, probably.
Well, but she is the, you know, they said a student of the University of Iowa.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, let's hope they find her. But like I said,
yeah, prayers up to her and her family.
The reason I picked up the story is because I know after 2 weeks, the chances of finding her alive are not very good.
Well, there was that student also who was studying abroad in Israel, and her three friends snuck out and went swimming on a night swim.
Uh-huh.
And the riptide started happening. Two of them survived, and she didn't make it. They just found her body yesterday.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's in Israel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I wonder if that's what it was, if it was the same story.
No, completely different story.
No, when they had the floods and everything. And a group of 20 girls actually died. No.
That's awful, though. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that's why I don't swim. Don't catch me near the water ever.
Well, no, they didn't swim. It was in the flood from the rain and shit.
Oh.
You know? Yeah.
That's why you got to go to the top floor. I'm banging on somebody's door. Like, but y'all got to let me in.
They were outdoors on a trip.
Oh.
But then they blamed the planners for not
checking the weather.
Checking the weather,
like, you idiots.
Stuff, yeah.
God.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you all for joining us. We always find pleasure in entertaining you. And we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.